the choshech makas b'chayrus, and the sachakol is the tzachadash b'chav, the 10 makas. We know that there's a brisa. It's brought down in the Haggadah shel Pesach, but it's a brisa that there's a machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says that there were 10 makas, and on the yam when it says yod hagadolah, so there was 50 makas, and according to Rabbi Lezer in Mitzrayim there was 4 makas in each maka, because he brings the pasuk into Tehillim. Yishalach b'mcharoin apoy ever v'zam v'tzora mishlachas malachi roim, it comes that every mak is 4 makas. I was then multiply that to the yam is 200 makas. And Rabbi Kiva says b'mitzrayim 50 makas, you multiply that to the yam is 250. What's the inyan of these ribui makas? What is the inyan of the tanoim? They're looking that there should be more and more makas. So the pshat is because it says, the pasuk says kol hamachla asher samti b'mitzrayim lo'osam alecho, ki ani Hashem reifech, Hashem is mavtiach not to give us the makas he had in Mitzrayim. The more we marbe what the makas were in Mitzrayim is more of a bracha for us. Another pshat is because the pasuk says, ki mei tzeischa mei eretz Mitzrayim arenu neflois, and Chazal teach us that, we're in brachas, that the nisim v'neflois that were in the Yemois HaMashiach are going to be ka'ayin or ka'efes, what there is by Yetzias Mitzrayim. The more we marbe about what was by Yetzias Mitzrayim, and mela it comes out more of a riboy legabi the haftocha of lasid lavi also. The Sfarim explained that there's a direct connection between the Eser Makis and the Aseres Hadibrois, and also the Asorah Mamorois Shenivra Oilam. It's all connected. Even more than that, Be'etzem, the world was created with Asorah Mamorois. Mimer is a Loshen of Amira, is a Shvacher Loshen. But over here, by the Makis, prepares the world for Aseres Hadibrois. Dibrois is a Shtarker Loshen. But to prepare the Oilam for Aseres Dibrois, which is a Bezundera Darg of Gili Kvaydis Barach, you need first. You need first makas. I think we spoke the other week that the Tzach Hadash B'Achav is Gematria 501. And we explained because Be'etzim Teva, the way the Abish created the world originally, Sha'amar La'lamai died. Shakai, the hidden letters in Shakai is 500. Peruvu is Gematria 500. The world has, between each Rakia, Mahalach Chamesh Meos. Over the Indian of the Makas now, that the Tzach Hadash B'Achav is going weiter to 501. But there's another Mahalach from Rav Shamshon Mashtopolia, there's a minhag to say it on Erev Pesach, he has a Michtav, he said there's grace of Soidus in them, that there's an Indian in this Michtav from Rav Shamshon Mashtopolia, but there he writes that Dam Sfaradei Akinim Orev Deber Shkin Barad Ar B'choshech Makas B'choyris is Gematria 3280. He says, the remez is, the pasuk says, Lahakois be'egroif resha. And egroif, the aleph itself. The aleph is eleph, right? And aleph gimel is gimel alofim. Egroif is gimel alofim, resh pei. Gimel alofim, resh pei is 3,280. That's the gematria taka, like we said, of Dam Sfaradei v'chulei, of all the makas. Now, the chidobrings and others, another in the eser makas, Moshe is 345. Paroi is 355. Paroi is 10 more than Moshe. Paroi has to get 10 makas to put him down to get to the darga of Moshe. Paroi is 10 more than Moshe. That's why he had to knock him out. Now, going through Alti the Seder, we're holding here makas arbe. It doesn't say, and in a lot of other makas it says, the Rabbeinu Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu in advance what the hasra is going to be. It doesn't say that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that there's going to be Arba. And he says to Moshe, go boil Pari and to tell him. And Moshe goes and tells him about Arba. Where did Moshe know that it's Arba? How did he know that it's the mark of Arba? Yeah, the Cheder Yingel knows, but how did Moshe Rabbeinu know? It's Koidim Amais. So the Daskeni Mibali Koisu says, he knew that it starts with an Aleph. Because it's the Tzach Hadash Be'achav. That he knew already. And he knew therefore that it starts with an Aleph. But how does he know it's Arba? So the Pirush HaRosh al HaTorah says, Moshe Rabbeinu learned the Gzeres Shavah. It says over here, Lamanta Saper, Bosnei Bincha, and we know in the story in Yoyal, in the Treyasar in Yoyal, over there it says also Tesaper, over there it's talking about the Arba. So there's the Gzeres Shavah, Tesaper, Moshe Rabbeinu Darshan. You could add, he knew that thoughts were an Aleph, so he had a Smach, and the Tzir of that. The Chassam Sleifer writes, that the Emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell Moshe, it was for Moshe to figure out. And Moshe Rabbeinu realized that Herzu. In the previous mark of the Barad, it says that the Pishta and the Se'ira were hukah, and the Chita and the Kusemes were loinuku.
So Moshe Rabbeinu realized, obviously, this is something that's going to have to even attack what's left, the chita and the kusemis. Plus, you could add, and he knows that it has to start with an aleph. But the Chasam Sofer says, we mentioned already, that the Eser Makas are connected, the Asar Mamor Shinivra Olam. It's a big machlokes. How do you parallel them? There's a mahalat that Makas Bechairis has to do with Bereshis, Bereshis Nami Mimer. And Vaihi Or, the Mimer of Vaihi Or, is connected to Choshek, meaning we're working our way backwards. But there's a Shaila, but Akoponim, there's a mahalat that Arbe is from the Mimer of Tache Horitz Deshe. And the same way by Tache Horitz Deshe, says the Chasam Sofer, it says, Rashi brings it, it's a medrash, Rashi brings it in Bereshis, that the Deshe didn't know that it's supposed to be Moitzi Esminoi. Nor it was Lamed Kavachaymer from the Eitzim. This says it was Lamed Me'atzmai. So similarly, in the Mak of Arda, which is connected to Yitzhak Eretz Deshe, it's left for Moshe Rabbeinu Me'atzmai to figure out, to come to the conclusion why that it's talking about Arba. The last three Makas that we're going through now, Arba, Choshech, and Makas Bechoris, the Pasuk says in it, Laman Shisi Oysoysai Eila Bekirboi. So I heard a pshat, oisoisai, is that there are three oisis HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in the world. Shabbos, Milo, and Tefillin are oisis. That's why on Shabbos we don't have Tefillin. We have on weekdays we have Tefillin. On Shabbos we don't have Tefillin. We have the ois of Shabbos. You always have to have two oisis. But we have Shabbos, Milo, and Tefillin. The three oisis, oisoisai, Eila, are near Mastak and the three Makas. By Arbe, the Lashon of the Pasuk is Vayonach, the Chol Eretz Mitzrayim. That's Vayonach, Vayimishvi. That's the ois of Shabbos. By Choshech, Choshech is Mila. Mila is that you Maser the Arlo. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the Mark of Choshech was Mesalek 80% of Klal Yisrael. He was Mesalek, the Chelek Hara, that's Mila. And B'chayris, in Parshav Tefillin, we say, Kadosh Li Kol B'char. So the three Oisois attack a Shayech to the three last Markas are Choshech and Markas B'chayris. Now Moshe Rabbeinu was having a Shakra Vatari already over here, right before Arbet. Power is already, you know, caving in. He's maybe willing to let the Yidden go. It's already, things are getting a little shaky on Power's end of it. But over here, there's a pasuk. It says, Loichein, Lechuna Hadvorim, the Ivdu Es Hashem. At this point, Power is already maskim that the men can go. Lechuna Hadvorim, the Ivdu Es Hashem, ki oisa atem of action. Let only the men go. Later, he's going to be maskim. Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, binareinu, bitapeinu, we're letting everyone go. I saw an interesting shot that at this point, Power is letting everyone go. But he wants to keep a mashkin. So we know Yoicheved is the daughter of Levi, and the pasuk we know it says in Parshas Pinchas Asher Yolda Oiso LeLevi v'Mitzrayim, and the Daskenim over there in Parshas Pinchas says that Yoicheved's mother's name was Oiso. That's what the pasuk says. I mean, it's not Parshas John the pasuk, but that's what the Daskenim says. Asher Yolda Oiso LeLevi v'Mitzrayim, that Shma was Oiso. And she was still alive. She's still here in Mitzrayim. Pare is telling over here, Loichein, Lechuna Advarim Ve'Ivdus Hashem, Ki Oysa Atem Mevakshim. He said, you know what, let everyone go. The man, the woman, I'm keeping Oysa, the Elta Baba. Moshe Rabbeinu's great-grandmother, he said, I'm keeping Oysa. If Oysa stays, let's see if everyone else goes. Ki Oysa, I know, he says, no, you, because they're really saying they want to only go for 3 days. Pare is saying, no, you want to go for good. Let's test you. Ki Oysa Atem Mevakshim. We'll keep Oysa. Yeah. Going to Makis Choshech, very interesting Rashi. The Rashi. So Rashi, the lo mehevi aleim choishech. So you never had that before. The lo mehevi aleim choishech. So Rashi says two pshatim. One pshat is to be koyver the rishoyim, and another pshat to look for the oitzrus, that they should be able to know where to look for the oitzrus. So the Emes says, why do you need two pshatim? Basar shlecht ein pshat. So that there's a famous part. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that if a ganze bezdin is masking to something, for all for the same reason, then doctor, there's something wrong. The episode Kuknish Dais. You don't have to have two reasons. So even though the Medrash says the whole Bezdin Shalmala was Masim, there should be Choshech, but you have to have more than one reason. But I'm still even at the beginning of the Rashi. V'lama Hevi Aleim Choshech. What happened to V'lama Hevi Aleim Dam? Lama Hevi Aleim Tzvardeya? What's Lama Hevi Aleim Choshech? Is the emphasis Rashi already earlier brought that the Tachsisei Milchama is first to cut off the water supply, then make noise, and then send. There's a whole Malach. Lama Aleim Choshech. So, simple, you could say that the purpose of all the Makis is that Klal Yisrael should see, v'niflinu ani v'amecho, that you're going to see that it happens to the Mitzrayim and not to the Yidden. Choshech, they weren't able to see. So Choshech, you don't have that reason. But there's another pshat.
Afterwards, they
Ah, you should know afterwards. Okay.
You say, oh, I know where you're...
Yeah. Good. That's where Rashi answers. That's the second term. Another pshat is, if you look already at the end of Va'era, Rashi says, the pasuk says, that Pari already realizes, you know, Chotasi Lelekim. But he doesn't say the Klal Yisrael. After Arbe, already the Lashon is, he's Nichna even more. Chotasi Lashem Alekechem Velachem. So after Arbe, it's not just that he chap Chotasi Lashem, he already chap Chotasi Lashem Velachem. So the Emes were finished. So what's left? So Makas B'chayrus Avada, that was already in the beginning, there was Avtocha, the Brisbane of Summer, it's talked about Avada. There's going to be the Indian of the Makas B'chayrus, that's the grand finale. No one's questioning that. Of Alama Hevi Aleim Choshech. That's Rashi's Kasha. That's what Rashi had. That's what we said. That's what Rashi had. Good. Zok Rashi, two truths of Choshech.
It wasn't even warned.
What?
It wasn't warned.
It wasn't warned for Choshech after the
third one.
No, that's by the Tzach and Adash, but by Achav, it's B'chayrus. It's a different setup. The Pashtus is, how long was each Makkah? We discussed last week already that on one hand it says that the Mishpat of the Mitzrayim was the whole Yud Beis Chodesh. On the other hand, we know that each Makkah, the Medrash says, for 7 days. Maybe there was a Hefsek in between. But by the Makkah of Choshech, it says Mefarsh it was 3 days. So the Mefarsh would say, yeah, it was 3 days, but more than once. Twice 3 days. It's still not 7 days. Also, I don't think Dever took 7 days. It's very possible Dever took one split second, the same way Makkas Becheiros took a split second. I don't know. But when was Makkas Choshech? Some of Farshim say, as we're getting near closer to the Mamas, to the end of the story, Zayin Ches and Tes Nisan was the first 3 days of Choshech. Then Yud Nisan was Shabbos HaGodol. That's the famous word, that Shabbos HaGodol, there was no Makkah. And then again, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel was the end of Choshech. And it's very interesting because that's mamash. I was like, Lefidus Cheshbon, Makkah Choshech was mamash at the end over here in Nisan. The Chidah makes a different Cheshbon. He's working out the months. If you work out the whole 12 months, how you work out the Cheshbon of the Makkahs, he comes out that the Makkah of Choshech was in Adar still. And he says, that's why we say, and by Megillah we say, Lahudim Hoysa Oira. That that's when they had the Oira while the Mitzrayim had Choshech. Now the pasuk by Choshech says, interesting lashon, Loi ro ish es achiv v'loi kamu ish mitachtav. You couldn't even see another person. There's a musar there here over here. Choshech is when you can't see another person. A yid has to know that you have to see the other person also, not just to be focused on yourself. You have it already in Shmois. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu, mostly when he comes onto the scene, he's already 80 years old. There's very little coverage about Moshe Rabbeinu beforehand. There's 80 years the discrepancy here. There's a space. But the little that we know about Moshe is Vayigdal Moshe, Vayetze, El Echo, Vayarbis of Loisam. Moshe Rabbeinu, and one or two stories with the Mitzri, with this. Moshe Rabbeinu sees the other person. That's the godless. The godless of Moshe is seen in the Maisam Akhtanim, but he sees another person. Choshech is Loiro Wishasachim. You don't even see the other person. There's a Moshe de Gazach. Rabbi Yonis and Aibish, it says, he brings a Medrash. Paroi did not force Shevet Levi to work. Says the Medrash, why? It's the Ginei Paroi told him that the Mashiach Shel Yisrael is going to come from Shevet Levi. But it's the Ginei Paroi explained to him that the Mashiach Shel Yisrael, L'chayre, has to be from someone that was part of the Shevet, someone that was really Dorch and Dorch Shvitz through the Shverkeit, is going to be the one to be able to be Oymer and be Menetzeich against. And therefore Paroi had a plan. He said, okay, Shevet Levi doesn't have to work. He sees that the Mashiach Shel Yisrael is going to be from Shevet Levi. He understands that the Dorch and Dorch of the Mashiach Shel Yisrael to suffer through it and then be able to win is because he suffered through it. So he said, no problem. He made it. He said, no Shevet for Shevet Levi. It's a foolproof plan. It taka is. So what happened? Vayigdal Moshe, Vayetze El Echov, Vayarbis of Loisam. Moshe Rabbeinu, despite that he's from Shevet Levi and not part of the Shevet, but he was able to feel. That it was mavur, that it has to be someone that went through the shverket. Moshe Rabbeinu went through the shverket. But that's what we see here. The opposite is choshech, is loy ro mishasachim. You don't even see the other person. We know now, Masech the Brachis, one of the ways the Chazal said is man kriyishma, mishiyakir ben treves lelovon. And then there's another shita. Mishiyira es chaveiroi berochek dalan amas. So there's a herald here. You want to be Makabal Omal Chashamayim? Yeah, you went to Beshefer. Yeah, but there's a world out there. When you're able to see also your friend from Dalai Lama's, then you're ready to be Makabal Ol Malchus Shemayim. It goes together hand in hand. Redzich Nishtayim, you're in your own cocoon here. There's no one else. When you're holding by seeing also the other person, then you're also holding by Ol Malchus Shemayim. It goes to Zaman. Now the Mak of Choshech, there's an interesting Sephorna over here. The Sephorna says, it says the Choshech even caused them, they're not able to move. He says, because this Choshech, he says, was a Bria. He says, this is not the Choshech of Parshas Bereishis. As I look at the Sephorna, that it says, that the Eibush the Maid, by Yikra Lekim, La'or Yoyim, the Choshech Karalayla, he says, over there, the Choshech is not a Bria. Choshech just means, there's no or, then there's Choshech. Over here, there was a Maka of Choshech. And the Emma says, this is the Forna of Shitasai, this is the Forna. In Bereishis twice, he writes, that there's no such thing as Choshech, even though the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Yoitzer or, Voyri Choshech. He says, no, Choshech just means the absence of or. The Emma says, create a Bri of or. The absence of or is Choshech. Heather or. Over here, it's a Maka of Choshech. Over the Emesis, can you do? It's a big machloikis. The going over there in Yeshaya, and it's Kemal Gemara and Chagiga, Be'etzim. The Gemara and Chagiga says on Daf Yudei that there were 10 things that the Rabbi Shalom created the first day. Omer Rav Yudah, Asara Dvar and Nivru, what? Yeah, Asara Dvar and Nivru B'yoyim Rishay. Ve'el Lein, Shemayim Oretz, Tayyib Avoy, Or V'Choyshech. Choyshech is a Bria. The Marsha, in the end of Masechta Tamid, writes, the meaning that think that because that think that Choshech is not a Bria, he talks very stark against it. Lemaisa, the Marsha and Tamid Aflamid Beis. Lemaisa, so but it looks like it's Taka Machloikis, whether Choshech is Heder or it's Taka Bria. The question being, if Choshech is Taka a Bria, what's its purpose? I mean, the Sephorna says that the purpose of Choshech over here was in order to make it even starker that the Mitzvah can't even move. What's the purpose of Choshech? Hurry, when there's no or. If you don't mind, I'll say it in English. It's dark, right? I mean, what do you need this Bria of Choshech? So the Rishonim explain that it seems about this. That's in the beginning of Pesachim. There's other makaris for this. The Bria of Choshech is in order to make the light shine better. Pumfaket from the Sifurnas Choshech. Pumfaket. And there's the Yerushalmi that says there were people once hiding in a cave and they needed to know when it was day, when it was night. They didn't have a way of knowing, so they lit a candle. And they knew that when the candle shined brighter, they knew that it was nighttime. Because they knew that now there's Choshech. Someone once asked me, how did the Choshech get into the cave? Klotz kasha. Why shouldn't the Choshech be in the cave? What, the Choshech comes from the sun? The Choshech doesn't come from the sun. Choshech isn't. By Lila, there's Choshech. Iberal, there's Choshech. So when there's Choshech, then the earth shines brighter. Now that's the mitzvah of Choshech, and Choshech causes light of the candle to shine brighter. But the Emes, this is a big Yisoid. The Psalm talks about it in a few places. The Eibush that created the world, at first there's Choshech and then there's Or. First there's a Klipa and then there's the Or. The Yisman Ha'or, Min HaChoshech. The way a person strives and grows is from the Choshech. The Choshech is a way to make the light shine brighter. I'm saying the same thing, but that's the Nakuda. Megay Dor HaChoshech, then you're ready for the Or. Oh. State in between after Choshech, Daber no, but Ozni Aom, Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, tell the Am, the Yishal Ishmael Yisrael, they should ask, right, and it brings the Gemara in Brachos, but Bakoshim Imcho, Shalayimar, I say Tzadik, Vavodna, Vinu, I say Kiyamta, and Baakra, Kiyetzi, Rechush Godel, like Kiyamta, and please tell them to ask for a Rechush Godel. The Panim Yofis, the Hathloi, writes, the Abish to promise them Rechush Gadol. How do you have a Rechush Gadol? There's no such thing as Rechush Gadol. Guy comes, has $1 million. Yesh Leimona writes him a sign. And it's Yidua that Yesh Leimona writes him a sign means he wants another 200. Eina de meis v'chetzi taivosi biyode. Chazal. Why? Yesh Leimona writes him a sign, so he has chetzi. Shabbat says, no, Yesh Leimona writes him a sign, you have a third. So who's in a bigger deficit? Someone that has $1 million or someone that has $1 billion? Someone that has $1 billion is in a bigger deficit even. He's missing $2 billion. So how do you ever have a Rechush Gadol? Rechush Gadol is when someone is Sameach Bechelka. Rechush Gadol is only when someone is Sameach Bechelka. But if a person mamish has nothing, so then he has nothing. The Rabbi Nishlan says, let them ask for a little bit over here. They should have something. And then I'm going to give them a Rechush Gadol. Rechush Gadol is the midah of stopkus, the midah of being able to be to freedom with what you have. That's the Rechush Gadol. The Rechush Gadol is not the etzim things that they got. That's just the Echatimtzah, the Shtelevek, Rechush Gadol. Zayzak Taflo. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to power and he says the famous Gemara in the beginning of Brachos, Koyamar Hashem, Kachatzois Laila, and Yoytzim Tech Mitzrayim. So why does Moshe Rabbeinu say Kachatzois? The Rabbi Shlomo told him Bachatzois. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu say Kachatzois? So the Gemara handles the Brachos, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know, he does know, or in power he's going to say that he's a Shakran. There's a pshat, I think Rabbi Shmuel Leib Diskin, he says, Mitzrayim is a big place. And Avada, the Maka was exactly Bachatzois, but Bachatzois, it started by the border of Mitzrayim. Now the same way there's time zones, Chicago is a different time zone than here, yeah? So New York. So also at the end of the room is already a different time zone. This, that, we break it up, it's always a different time. So Makas Bacharis was a wave. And it waved through, always where exactly it became Bachatzois, the end of the Maka happened. Pari doesn't live by the border. So where Pari is, the Mark is already starting. Kachatzois from where Pari is. Kachatzois from where Pari is. Vayi b'chatzi alayla. It's a very interesting shtickle in Masechta Smachos. Masechta Smachos is a Masechta that talks about, it's one of the Masechtas Katanas, it's Brises, that talks about the Inyonim of Avelus, and you don't have this anywhere else. I never saw this anywhere else. You open up in a Masechet Avodah Zarah in the back. You have the Masechet Ketanis, Masechet Smachos. You know the Masechet also has Perek Aleph, Perek Beis. It has, you know, Prokim and Mishnayos or Brises. Before Masechet Smachos starts, it's before Perek Aleph, Brisa Aleph. Like there's a Hakdama. You don't have it in any other Masechet. There's a Hakdama that starts off. Kosev Echadoyim Ervayhi B'Chatzi Alaylo VaHashem Hita Kol B'Chor Beretz Mitzrayim. But on the other hand, he quotes a pasuk in Bamidbar. It says, "Ki li kol b'char b'yoyin he kasei kol b'char beretz Mitzrayim." Frek the brisa asir. It says that on one that was vayhi b'chatzi alayla. On the other hand, it says, "Ki li kol b'char b'yoyin ha kasei kol b'char beretz Mitzrayim." What do you do with the steer? Zok the brisa. It's a memory. It's Rabbi Yechon. It says, "Amar Rabbi Yechonon, kishehika oisem he kasei b'chatzi alayla." But how you nafsham and farper ada boiker. They were goisusing for 6 hours. They were krechting and goisusing until finally they ended up dying. They pagered at by the day. And that's what it means. Now, first of all, what's this doing here? So there's a Pirish Nachos Yaakov on the bottom. He explains what's the pshat, this connection. Hare, the first halacha in Masechta Smachos, which most of it is about Hilchas Avelos, but Perek Aleph, Brisa Aleph starts off goisus hareu kechai hold over. That a goisus still has a din of a chai. Goisus is not mace. You're not supposed to touch him. But a goy says harayu kachay hold over. So what's the shaykhus? Because be'emes is the gemara in. There's a gemara in Sanhedrin. Where the gezach? The gemara says in Sanhedrin, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was a kohen. V'yikholi truma, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was a kohen. And it's interesting. The gemara asks over there. Someone asked Rabbi Vo, Amin, came to ask Rabbi Vo. He says Hakadosh Baruch Hu was a kohen. So how is he toivel when he becomes tummy with fire or with water? Interesting gezach. So Tais over there asks, how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechlal, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried Moshe Rabbeinu, how did he become Tommy? He's a Kayin. He's a Kayin. So he says, Bonim Lamokim, it's Shiva Kroivim. How did he kill the Mitzrayim? Vashem Hika Kol Bechor, how did he kill the Mitzrayim? He's a Kayin, he didn't become a Tommy.
Kayin have Tumah?
Yeah. Not Tumas Oil, but Hika is Mago, Tumas Mago. And it's the kasha because they were goisling for 6 hours. There's a steer in the psukim. It says he could call b'chor b'yoin. It says be'ibat chatzi alayla. The terrors for the steer in the psukim is that they didn't die right away. And a gois is first halach mesech the smach. That's the terrors to explain that even though Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that's the connection. That even though Hakadosh Baruch Hu was a kohen, he was able to be makah them because he was makah them b'chatzi alayla, but they were goisling for 6 hours. Azay zokt the nachas yakev shad and the mesech the smachas. Now it's interesting, so if I say, when did Makas Bukharis happen? Because the Marshal, I'll tell you, there's a din of Pidyon HaBen, you have it at the end, then a parasha of the Yom Kaddish, Vayikol Bukhar. Pidyon HaBen, you're allowed to do at night, or you have to do Dakka by day? Big shayla on the Poiskim. There's a shayla b'chlal. Pidyon HaBen is after 30 days, 30 full days, or it's enough a month. A month, a cycle of the moon is 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalokim. What comes first, 30 days or 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalokim? What comes first? Depends when the baby's born. The baby's born late in the afternoon. When it comes night already, it's the second day. But you could have, it could be 30 days, so it's a shayla, machlaik, a shach, machlaik, the price.
Days would be May 8th,
right? No, definitely not. There's no one holds like that. It's either 30 days, or 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalokim. But either way, when you're working out when it happens, but if it ends at night, you do pidyon HaBen at night or only by day? So some say, Bamakis Bechayrus was by night. The whole concept of pidyon HaBen is, but on the other hand, they say, no, really, they didn't end up dying until the day. So there's a whole shayla in the Paiskin about it, whether you're allowed to make a tshuva. But it's also very interesting, the Pesachic tshuva brings, there's a tshuva Shvus Yaakov. There's a din of Tainus Bechayrim. Tainus Bechayrim, a Bechayr, because of Makis Bechayrus, Bechayrim fast on Erev Pesach. Yeah? What if someone's not a Bechayr, but his son is a Bechayr? The din is you're supposed to fast for the son. Until he's bar mitzvah. What's the din if you have a baby, a Bechayr, born, Leil B'dikas Chometz, at night, after the B'dikas Chometz, Mamash Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, the next morning, you have to fast? You have a baby, a day old, less than a day old, he was born, Mavavav, yeah, he was born 3 o'clock in the morning. Alright, the Indian of Makas Bechayrus is connected what happened to the Bechayrim that were there in Mitzrayim that night. Tell me, a Bechayr that was born at 3 o'clock in the morning, the night of Makis Bechayrus in Mitzrayim, would die? It's after Chatzos. If a Zah Bechayr, Zok Teshvus Yaakov, if a Bechayr that was born in the middle of the night died, so then it's appropriate, even though it's the night before, it's B'dikas Chametz, it's a tickle of a kvetch, but it's what he says. If in Makis Bechayrus a Bechayr that was born in the middle of the night would die, as the Maka, even though it's after Chatzos, so then it's appropriate. You should also do Tainus Bechayrim for this child. But if you don't know, Makis Bechayrus was a one-time thing exactly by Chatzos, but at 2 o'clock in the morning, if a Bechayr was born, he didn't die, so then there's no reason to do Tainus Bechayrim for such a child. Again, it's a shtickel of a day, because there it's Tezvav at night, it says Yudalit at night, the night before. No, Azoy Zakhtar. So he says, what's Hakkad it did? What was Hakkad it did? Did a baby that was born at 2 o'clock in the morning die? That was a Bechayr? So he says he has a raya from a Mefurish and Masech Tesmachas. The Masech Tesmachas asks a stira. In one place it says, Vayi b'chatzi alayla, v'Hashem yikah kol Bechayr. The other pasuk says, B'yoyim kesi kol Bechayr. Because of this stira, the Masech Tesmachas says, must be that the Makkah happened in the beginning and they cracked for 6 hours. He says, what's the raya? Maybe really Avadah the Makkah was b'chatzi alayla. And all the Bechayrim that were alive, b'chatzi alayla, died instantly. Aye, there's a pasuk that says, B'yoyim kesi kol Bechayr. Yeah, that's going on the Bechayrim that were born in the middle of the night. Those died in the morning. They waited, they collected them for the whole 6 hours, and those died. What's the Masech Tesmachas is right that they were geisling for 6 hours? Maybe the pasuk of B'yoyim kesi kol Bechayr is going on the ones that were born afterwards. Elamai, those didn't die. Shtikla Ha'ara, he's willing to say that the pasuk B'yoyim kesi kol Bechayr of Eretz Mitzrayim is going on those few that were born. Teretz says, yeah, all the ones are dead. Those few are kol. Everyone else is dead. That's a Zeichem Tais. That's a Zeichem.
That's not a riot. That's a safer
from the there's no riot. From that itself, it's not a riot. Maybe really the ones that already were alive by Chatzai started goising, but someone that was born at clock, maybe he's healthy and wealthy and stays the way he is. Who says? That's good for the Nidin. It's everybody. It's not Mokrach, no.
When would he start goising? The guy who's.
Well, he wouldn't start racing before he's born, but when he gets in, he joins the club at 2 o'clock when he's born. That's what would have happened. Like that happened.
He wouldn't be behind again.
Who said? I don't know.
Oh, if he does.
Yeah. He had a shorter thing. It says, V'chalta Moise b'chipozoin, at a carbon Pesach. We know Chazal say only Pesach Mitzrayim is b'chipozoin. Pesach Doiris is not b'chipozoin. There was a bazundu din of chipozoin in Pesach Mitzrayim. That was what the Chazam Sofer says, it's a beremez, he says, L'doiris, Klal Yisrael eats Korban Pesach b'chipozen. Everyone knows, L'doiri, Doiris, it's always like that. The Olam krechtzachoyz by Magid, everyone's saying, Manishtan, Dvar Toiris, it's coming 20 minutes for Chatzoyz, b'chipozen, 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 achalpim. Everyone does it for those b'chipozen. Kach is the minig of Klal Yisrael, that I do it b'chipozen. But it said that only Pesach Mitzrayim is b'chipozen, Pesach Doiris is not b'chipozen. Rav Tzadik writes, he says, the Erster Shtikl in Sitka Tzadik, he says, that's the Yisrael in Avodas Hashem. Reishis Knisas Odom Lavoides Hashem has to be b'chipozin. He says, like you see by Pesach Mitzrayim, the first jump in has to be with a bezundere, with a pezizus even, with a b'chipozin. Then, after you establish it in, then the avoid has to be takibis, oirus la'at la'at. The same thing we know, the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, the erst of the time was, they went out of all the memtashari in one shot. But then they needed to go slow through a process, 49 days. You gotta slowly build it up. But first there's a chipozin, first there's one thrust of a chipozin, and then, he says, so this mahal of the Pesach Mitzrayim, b'chipozin, Pesach there is not, it's the Yisrael and Avodah Hashem, that's the erst of stickle there. Then they go through the 49 days, lat lat. So I heard it talk, a beautiful mussel in the Sefer Maskel Shloima from Shloima Karlbach Shlita. He writes, if you know anything about a rocket ship, a lot of energy is used. Millions of gallons of delic, of gasoline, explodes, and that thrusts the thing up. But that's not how it gets to the moon. All of that energy, all of it, is for the first 3 minutes that it gets it out of the atmosphere. Once it's going, it's in a... That's mamash, this is that Reb Tzadik. To get started sometimes, you know, daf beis, you know, what about the daf aleph? To do the daf aleph requires a tremendous b'chipozayim, that thrust of energy like a rocket ship. But after that, then it's automatic. Then you're on cruise control. And that's the yisayin of avodas Hashem. You have to still make sure you're going in the right direction, not to turn 180 degrees the other way, and various other things that have to be taken care of and steering. But the yisayin shaboy is that first you do the chipozayim, and then you talk to mahamshich in the avodas Hashem in the keseder. Good.